We have 29 degrees at 819 on WTMJ, and that means it's time to check in with Mark Cass, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. Well, Mark, last week, the Milwaukee Business Journal broke the story about a new buyer for the former Northridge Mall, but you've got a lot more information about what's planned for that site. Can you tell us what some of those plans are?
Yeah, this is one to be real interesting to watch. You know, it's been 20 years, Libby, since there was actual activity on that site. Think about that. It's crazy. And now, in about 60 days, you're going to have a new owner of the mall. Hopefully, things will really close up here. And what they're looking at is light industrial, probably looking at some warehousing, some smaller office use. We've heard from some of the owners in the area, some of the residents of the area, they'd like to see some small retail out there. Obviously, not another mall, but, you know, small retail stuff. So you're going to see a redevelopment of the site. You're going to see a lot of jobs come to the site. You're going to see activity come to the site. From what we're hearing, they're not going to rip down the whole mall. They may rip down sections of it and obviously redevelop that with new construction. The thing, again, will be just activity on the site, and we won't be looking at this land that's just blighted. You know, this is one of the largest tracts of land in the region for this type of thing. So very important. It's sat open, as I said, for 20 years. The city has seen it as an eyesore. We've had a lot of issues with it, and to have a developer who has a track record involved here as compared to the owner before is something that's really something strong for the community, and I think it's going to result in something very nice out there, which is not what we expected to happen a couple weeks ago. So this is something that's really good for the area.
Well, I'm sure that the people who live around there are really excited about any development.
Think about that, 20 years of nothing. After 20 years of a mall being there and activity, and you had restaurants and theaters and shops, and then you went to this nothing, and now you've had the fires, and you've had the other issues going on there, it's become a hazard, right? So to see this finally come together, I think people are just happy that it's going to hopefully move to a much nicer state here and see something that's good happening on the site.
Including the mayor and the Milwaukee Common Council.
Yes.
And by the way,
no doubt about that.
They approved that $30 million incentive package for Northwestern Mutual's $500 million project. That's going to bring 2,000 employees to the downtown. Do you know what the timing is, and what will this mean long term?
This is great news. And in terms of when it's going to happen, obviously you'll see them start construction or start reconstruction of the building next to them very soon over the next few months. I think you'll see some of the employees to start move down over the next 12 to 18 months. As I've been saying all along, this is great news for Milwaukee, not so great news for Franklin. We'll see what happens for that in terms of the redevelopment of the site. But if you're talking about just the heart of the city, to have those employees come downtown, all of them are going to need a place to park, they're going to shop, they're going to eat in the area, they're going to spend time in the area. One of the things we've been talking about the last few months is getting more energy and activity into the heart of the city, because we haven't seen as much since 2019. Having these employees down here is really going to help. It's going to help the eastern half of the downtown, where it's been a little quiet recently. We haven't seen as many restaurants open for lunch. I think that's going to change. I think you may see some new restaurants open. You may see some new retailers open. That's a lot of employees, Libby, working there who are going to need these services. So this is great news for the city.
Well, is there any word about what's going to happen to that site in Franklin?
Yeah, no, not yet. I think the plan is to put it on the market, hopefully to either lease it or sell it, to have a firm that would come in, either one firm, two firms, or maybe six firms, because it's a lot of space. It's 800,000 square feet of space with a lot of open land. You know, I think they're going to look to Northern Illinois. They're going to look to other areas of the country. Is there a way to draw in somebody to redevelop that site or to use what's there already? It's owned by NML, so I mean, NML will be doing that, and it's important to them, but it'll be curious to see how long that takes and where that company comes from. Hopefully, we can steal some more from Northern Illinois. Right? I mean, it's been nice to see those jobs move up into the Kenosha area. Maybe they can move them up to Franklin.
Well, there's one thing in Illinois we don't want, and that's for the Cubs to do well. And baseball season's here.
We don't want them to move to Franklin, do we? No, we don't want the Cubs anywhere around Milwaukee. We'll keep them in Chicago.
Well, baseball season's here, Mark, and the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be opening in Chicago on Thursday against the Cubs. What is the business outlook for the team this year?
Yeah, you know, I think there's some uncertainty here because the Brewers didn't make the playoffs last year, and they're, you know, kind of the hangover yet from COVID in terms of group sales. So they were off last year, and I've been saying this forever. Winning draws fans, right? We love winners in Milwaukee. We're going to support. You know, we always over-support in Milwaukee when you compare our market against other markets of the Major League. So the Brewers draw very well here. They were off a bit last year. I think that was part of winning. And, you know, when you win, that leads excitement into the next year. And it's always hard in April and May, kind of the start of the season. It's colder. School's still going on. But the most important thing for them is to win early, because I think if they win early, April and May, and they get some excitement that's going for the team, I think you'll see fans turn out. In terms of sponsorships, the Brewers are very active in that area. They've done well. They are really, I think, on track there. They added the X Golf thing last year, which has been very successful. They changed the restaurant, getting Lightning Kugels involved. I think you're going to see a lot of excitement there. I think people are just going to be happy to be out there again, right? I mean, I've had enough of this snow and cold in March. I'm ready to go to a game and, you know, hopefully have a brat and a beer and sit in the sun. That would be really nice. Hopefully that'll be be in April or May, probably June, right? June for the weather, but I think there's some excitement for the Brewers this year. Let's see how things go in April and May.
We're sure looking forward to it. I had a conversation the other day with somebody who lives in northern Illinois, and they said to me, I had no idea how much easier it is to fly out of Mitchell than to go down to O'Hare. And
you shouldn't tell them that. We don't want people from northern Illinois coming to our airport and making it crowded, right?
They told me. But that's why there's been a 10% increase in traffic from last year to this past January. Are we back at pre-pandemic flying levels?
Yeah, no, not yet. We are working our way back. You're seeing a lot more use out of the airport. The thing that happened, Libby, is kind of 2020 and 2021, you saw the airlines really slash the number of flights because of COVID and then not having enough staff. Well, they've been slowly adding flights back, but we're not yet at the level of flights we had pre-COVID. But I think we're seeing a lot of travelers who are going on vacation. We're seeing some of the corporate travel return, not all of it. I think the one thing we learned through COVID is that you can do a Zoom meeting, you can do a phone call, maybe not travel to all those conferences. So I think there are less travelers out there. It is going the right way. I think our airport has seen really nice response. But again, I don't want to let all the people in Northern Illinois know about it because I like to be able to just kind of drive up late and just kind of walk onto my plane. It's always nice in Milwaukee. So let's keep those Illinois people in there, don't you think?
Well, and don't tell them about this annual report in Niche that talks about the best places to live in Wisconsin. Any Milwaukee area communities make the list?
Oh, yeah. Not number one this year. We've had number ones in here with both Whitefish Bay and Heartland and other areas. This year, number one, it was Kohler, which is not too far from here. You know, we have seen success in that. I think Wauwatosa, Elm Grove, Fox Point, a lot of good communities in the Milwaukee area. The thing I like about Milwaukee is kind of nice is there are a lot of choices. I mean, if you look at the rankings, you had Whitefish Bay, you had Sherwood, you had Brookfield, a lot of communities to live that are right outside of the city, right? So a lot of options. If you want to live more rural, you can live out in Waukesha County, live up in Washington County, a lot of options, but real quick to the city, only like 20 minutes to get city. For us, we don't have traffic. So I think this is always a real interesting list to see where everybody ranks, what the places to be. But from Elm Grove to River Hills to Glendale, there's a lot of pretty cool places to live. As everyone knows, I live right in the heart of the city. I love it, but I lived in Franklin for 20 years and I like living out there. I like having options, and I think you have that here and not worrying about traffic, which is very nice.
I agree with you. Well, Mark Cass, always great to have you here.
Soon you and I will be out at the stadium, right? We'll be having a broad and drinking a beer.
I want to try those new Vienna hot dogs out there. Oops,
there
wait, is that a Chicago thing?
Awesome.
Maybe I shouldn't say that.
But with the broad, it's always safer, Libby.
Take care. Have a good week.
Always good to talk to you, Libby.